You know, we've got nearly, well, I think the last time I checked, we had 21,000 people on our Facebook page. And if that saves just one more children's life, because neuroblastoma, you know, you talk to people and they don't know what it is, and they didn't know what it was. And I think what, you know, what the fund has done more than anything and what Lewis has done more than anything is raise awareness, because he's got such a story and he's had such a journey that people obviously know who he is now. And I think, you know, we could have had 10 million in the bank, but the fact that we've raised awareness and that his, you know, his journey's just been so, you know, so heartwarming to everybody. People are more aware of childhood cancer now, and that, you know, to me, that's something that he should be really, really proud of. And I think that that's something that will, you know, we'll build on that now, and we'll make sure that, you know, his journey saves other children's
and
lives.
Testament to that by what you've been saying and what he was saying in those final few days.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, he is such an amazingly strong little boy, giving people hugs. You know, he was seven, and, you know, it's a very private time for the family, so I don't want to sort of, you know, sit here and divulge everything that he's talked about, but, you know, he was reassuring everybody and telling everybody how much he loved them and, you know, just making sure that he, you know, that everybody knew how he felt about them and still being cheeky to the end, really, you know, and typical little Lewis. So, yeah, he's an absolute credit to his family and all of the Mighties. They're an amazing, amazingly positive and wonderful bunch of people. And, you know, I obviously, I just, as much as I know them, you can't imagine what they must be going through right now. It's heartbreaking. It really is.